Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats were trailing the San Francisco 49ers 31-3 in the middle of the third quarter on Sunday night, and it still felt as though that lead could have been even bigger. But the Pats did feel they had a comeback in them.
Snap, Kaepernick back to pass, fires up the field. It is caught for a touchdown to Michael Crabtree. This is embarrassing now.
Midway through the third quarter, the Patriots were getting walloped in the turnover category. They had just converted a third down for the first time all night. The team with the second-best defense in the NFL, San Francisco, was manhandling the team with the best offense in the NFL, New England. Game over? Not quite.
I definitely thought that, hey, let's just keep getting the offense the ball. They'll get it clicking.
We knew just keep getting stops, trying to take the ball away, and just keep giving the ball back to our offense that we have a shot. And that's what we worked on. That's what our mentality was, and I think their mentality going on the field was score points. And, you know, we were able to mount a little comeback, but it was too late.
It indeed turned out to be too late, but at 31-3, the Pats had Tom Brady, and they had a defense that had built confidence as the season progressed. They had no reason to lay down. Brady engineered a no-huddle drive marked by a Danny Woodhead third-down run to the six, and Woodhead himself finished the drive on a TD run with 6:04 to play in the third. The Pats quickly got the ball back, and Brady leaped in for a score on the first play of the fourth quarter. Another Niner punt and another quick drive. Brady selling play action before hitting Wes Welker on a big fourth down gain, and then hitting Aaron Hernandez for a score to make it 31-24. The visitors punted again. Brady found Brandon Lloyd down the right sideline for 53 yards, and with 6:45 left, the Pats tied it up, against all odds, on Woodhead's second score.
And Brady, handoff, Woodhead left, touchdown! Pats have come all the way back!
Unfortunately, we were in it at the end of the first half, and then we didn't play well to start the second half, and then went on a little run, but you can't play 30 minutes against a good team.
We knew there was a lot of time left. We knew we could score, and our defense would start stopping them. So even if there wasn't any hope of winning, we were focused on playing hard still and trying to do our best to win, and ended up working where we got back into the game, and we just couldn't finish it out.
There are several ways the Pats can look at Sunday night's defeat. They can certainly wonder how they could have been so bad through the first 35 minutes of the game on their home turf. Or they can gain some satisfaction in showing the wherewithal to come back from such a large deficit. Maybe they'll look at it both ways. But the fact that they ultimately lost to San Fran does not spell doom, at least in the mind of Rob Ninkovich.
We're in a good spot right now. Keep grinding. We got two games left. And, that's what we got to focus on is these last two. And, I think that... You always need a little gut check every now and then.
Well, the Pats will have to regroup now. They head to Jacksonville for their final road game of the season on Sunday. Still a lot to play for as far as AFC playoff seedings. We'll have much more to come over the course of the week. That's going to do it for now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.